Discovering Data Patterns, from the Platoon to Pressure Injuries. A U.S. Navy poster hung in the nursing school at the University of Illinois Chicago and beckoned students to join the military. Jenny Alderton noticed the enticing hospital destinations in Italy and the United Kingdom and thought to herself, I would like to do that, and I don't have money for school. Since the Navy will pay for nursing school, Alderton joined up in the year 2000. Then, obviously, in 2001, the world changed, so my military career ended up being a lot different than what I had imagined, she said. Alderton first served as a fixed-wing critical air transport nurse out of Okinawa, Japan, meaning she performed her nursing duties while transporting patients in an airplane. At the height of the U.S. troop surge to Iraq in 2006, she deployed to Al Anbar. Here, she served as a helicopter flight nurse, as well as the senior nurse of a shock trauma platoon. It was incredibly chaotic because the U.S. had our war and our objectives, but there was also a massive civil war going on in Iraq, Alderton said. It was a very unstable, very violent, very brutal place at the time. She had already planned to get out of the military when she returned stateside and pursue her master's degree. Her original goal was to become an expert clinician. I had thought that I wanted to be this really crackerjack critical care nurse, she said. But my experience in deployment really changed my focus and my perspective in the sense that we just saw so much massive amounts of human suffering. So instead I started to focus on wounds, which are not sexy, she said laughing. For my master's thesis, I just read a bunch of charts. Finding ways to ease human suffering. Alderton studied wounds at the University of Washington in pursuit of her master's in nursing. She searched for patterns in the data of patients with pressure injuries. We used to think that pressure injuries are mostly caused by not repositioning the patient, Alderton said. But her master's research data told a different story. It's really circulation, she said. The trauma patients who were part of her study helped her see the problem was sometimes a lack of quality oxygen delivered to the skin and underlying tissues. Pressure injuries, also known as pressure ulcers or bed sores, are areas of opening or damage on one's skin. They often occur on a bedridden person's heel or sacrum, and are therefore hugely limiting in terms of quality of life, Alderton said. They're painful and embarrassing. But I feel passionate about my research because I think pressure injuries are a place where we can ease human suffering, at least to some degree, she said. Another reason Alderton pursued pressure injury research is because it's an understudied topic, and it's very nursing-driven. Lots of things that we study in healthcare, physicians are the ones that write the orders, Alderton said, but pressure injuries tend to be really within the domain of nursing, which is something that I like. She also enjoys working with data. As anyone who's been to a healthcare facility in the last century knows, staff constantly input patient data into computerized electronic health records. I love taking that data and actually using it to try to identify patterns or identify ways that we can help patients have better outcomes, Alderton said. But Alderton has the Navy to thank for her first experience with data patterns. Data patterns from deployment. Similar to the practices of healthcare facilities, nurses in the shock trauma platoon constantly recorded patient data while deployed in Iraq. During her time there, Alderton saw several patients in a row come in with nearly identical fatal gunshot wounds. Then she received a call from a nurse scientist at the Pentagon asking about the pattern. Apparently, their platoon wasn't alone. Everybody that was in our region was seeing these specific gunshot wounds, Alderton said. Alderton talked to a gunnery sergeant about the pattern in order to learn context for the injury. He mentioned a tactic that the squads would do while on patrol. They realized it was unintentionally making squads vulnerable to this kind of injury, so the squads changed tactics. Later on, they discovered there was a skilled sniper in the area who specialized in those particular shots. Changing tactics, in response to a pattern, ended up preventing these injuries and saving lives. I thought it was fascinating, Alderton said. The idea that data in the individual means nothing, but in aggregate you can sometimes see patterns that weren't obvious to you that can really make a real difference. What story does the data tell? Alderton went on to develop her skills in aggregate data research while earning her doctorate at the University of Utah. Now, she hopes to bring that same fascination with data into her teaching at Boise State. Often nurses spend so much time entering data in electronic health records, yet we don't think of that as a tool that can give us something back, Alderton said. When we work with a lot of data, we need to understand the context of the data generation process, she said. We need to know the story behind how those data were produced in order to make sure we interpret them right. So I think of what I do as a lot of trying to elucidate the story in the data. Alderton sees her research as a mix of math, computer science, and storytelling with data. Technically, it's not qualitative, but I think that the line between qualitative and quantitative is a little bit artificial, she said. Those are very unnecessary and arbitrary distinctions because we're all kind of doing the same thing. The research process is about finding meaning, and in Alderton's case, the story, in whatever subject is being researched. She wants to help students see how data is a tool for telling the story about the patient, she said. There's two sides to the same coin, she said, and using data to tell a story is, in my opinion, one of the best uses for data.